Unit 3. How to write a successful CV.
After years of struggling to find permanent work, Daniel Conway decided it was time that his job intentions were laid bare. You could call it shameless self-promotion.
I thought, as a young, naive kid, that I would kind of walk into a job. But the truth is that there are a lot of good people out there whose skills are just as great. And I realized at that point that you've got to stand out and get your strengths across.
And to stand out, he embarked on 16 other job-seeking stunts ranging from gravy wrestling to home videos. And they worked. His efforts went viral, and the 29-year-old now has a job in online marketing. This career coach says such self-confidence, even if it's a little less extreme, is vital when brushing up your CV.
Oh, you've got to be confident. I mean, if you're not confident in your skills and abilities, then why should an employer have faith in you? So don't be modest. This is your opportunity to really show your skills and experience and what a great performer you are going to be in the job.
Other CV writing suggestions include being concise, keeping it down to just 2 pages, and a mini profile at the top. To make your CV relevant, it is vital to check spelling and grammar. One applicant who forgot a comma said their hobbies were cooking dogs and interesting people. Gone are the days when you pop your CV in an envelope and send it off. Computers have changed the way we apply for jobs, but technological advances means that employers are looking for something a little bit different too.
So some employers are starting to move away from CVs, for example, having an online application form or perhaps having a video CV where you actually submit a recording of who you are and what your experiences are. But I still think CVs do have a place. As an individual, if your CV is always up to date, then you can quite easily fill in those online applications because you have all of the information on hand.
With dozens of applicants like Daniel Conway for every job, the application might have to be both accurate and unforgettable. That's Kevin Peachey. You are listening to...